We are pleased this morning to be joined by Tori Probst. Tori is part of the, I don't want to say upstart, even though it's just, I don't know if that's the right word, but the newly started Star Valley Soccer Club program. Tori, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about this and how it got started and how you found yourself involved.
Yeah, we're really excited to get the Star Valley Soccer Club up and going here for the youth. It is a combination. Danielle Roniger is really the one who is helping put this together, and myself. And we just saw a need. Star Valley is actually the only 4A school in the state without a developmental soccer program for the youth. We have great rec programs for 6 weeks here in Afton and in Thane, but then kids in middle school, and they don't get to do much soccer, and then they get to do it in high school. So we saw that gap and felt that this was a huge need in the Valley, and so took it on, and we're really excited to see it grow.
So can you kind of take us through the different age categories, if there are different categories here in the league, and how people can maybe find out some more information about you guys' league?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hoping to be able to provide this to the youth. So it's, we're starting from U8 to U19, which really is 7 to 18 years old, is what we're hoping for. It really is dependent on how many kids we get interested, but we will group those ages together, 7 to 18. Hopefully, obviously, those that are closer in age, we would like to have a 7-year-old group, an 8-year-old group. But at the beginning, it might be 7 and 8-year-olds combined until we can get more interest and so on and so forth. And so those are the age groups we're looking at. There'll be two seasons that we're looking at doing. We're hoping to get this up and going for fall season, which would start in August and go August through October, and then have another spring season, April or May-ish, depending on snow melt, through June or July, depending on when we started. So those will be the two seasons that we're looking at. And you can get more information online. We do have a Facebook page, and I know that Danielle's working on getting some other social media, and we're getting a website up and going. But the Facebook page right now is Star Valley Soccer Club. You can go follow us there and like us, and we're hoping to open up registration in July. So we are affiliated with the Wyoming Soccer Association. We got approved for that just this last week, and they will be out in 2 weeks to come help us walk through how we can open up our registration. So hopefully once they come out at the end of June, we can get that open in July.
Speaking with Tori Probst with the Star Valley Soccer Club, and as you mentioned, the Facebook page up and running and a website hopefully to follow. You talked about the competition level, and you know, I've been doing my job long enough that I had actually covered Star Valley Soccer right from the very first match back when they had the junior varsity schedule. And it's been kind of fun and interesting to watch not just the play obviously get a little better and from top to bottom, but also the fans and there's become a coaching base. You know, right out of the gate, it was kind of like, how does this game work when it came to a lot of things? But talk about that and how you've had parents and other soccer enthusiasts become involved and kind of help fill this gap.
Yes, definitely. So it is a growing sport throughout the state. And as you mentioned, it is a newer development here in Star Valley. And we have seen that development grow and both girls and boys soccer teams at the high school level are doing an amazing job, especially for not having that early development like our neighboring counties have the opportunity to have. So we saw that need, and obviously Danielle's husband helps coach the high school team, and they have kids themselves that are interested in soccer, and myself as well. I have two boys that are younger but very interested in soccer, and we've actually been making the commute up to a neighboring county to participate in club soccer. And so a little bit selfish for myself, but jumped in to help so I can stay here, and so that my kids can develop with the kids that they go to school with and that they'll be playing with in high school. And so we're really, really excited to be able to get, the whole goal is just to get kids out and playing the sport that they love. And the development part is just another benefit that goes along with it.
And obviously, we kind of just touched on it, the growth of the sport here in the state and in this county. Hopefully, that will lead to the quick development of the league. Kind of take us through, what is there that still maybe you guys are looking for as far as volunteers or the hiring process to get coaches and referees involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a really big lift and will continue to be a big lift. So in order to become associated with the Wyoming Soccer Association, Danielle had to create a 501c3. So we are a nonprofit organization that will need a board of directors. And that board of directors will switch, year after year, and we'll have 7 members on that board that will be voted in by the members. And the members will be anybody who is a paying member of the club, meaning if they have a child in the club, that they will be a member and can vote in those board of directors. So we will need volunteers to be on the board in the coming months, and we'll need volunteers to help, just as you mentioned, coach and referees if we have games down here in the Valley. And there'll be a lot of opportunity for fundraising because, again, sometimes club soccer can be pretty expensive, and we want to keep it reasonably priced to be able to have everybody participate. So in order to do that, we want to be able to do some fundraising, and so we would need volunteers to help with that. So if anyone's interested in any of those pieces, we encourage you to come to the website, and we'll have a members meeting here in the coming months after registration to be able to sign people up for those.
Speaking with Tori Probst, Tori, what's next? You've mentioned you just had a meeting, got some things approved, moving forward. What's next for the Star Valley Soccer Club?
Yeah, so next steps, again, after we meet with the Wyoming Soccer Association, hoping to get that registration open in July, and that would be the next steps, just to see how many people are interested, be able to put teams together, and on that registration, we'll see if there's coaches that are interested to apply. And so those are the next steps, getting people registered and making teams and then getting the coaches the training that the WSA puts on.
And Tori, just in the limited amount of time that the information's been out, it seems like the interest level has been quite high. Can you kind of speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. So we did put that out on social media, and Star Valley Independent was kind enough to share that as well. And we did get numerous parents stating that they were interested, upwards of 100 plus. And we'll see as this progresses. Hopefully, we hope to have that much traction. And so we can hope that people will continue to follow. And as that registration opens, we'll register.
Speaking again with Tori Probst of the Star Valley Youth Soccer Club, you mentioned that registration was coming in July. What was the time frame that you guys are thinking you're looking at for the actual scheduled play? Is this going to be an August, summer, early fall type thing? Is it going to be in the fall, or will they be playing at the same time as the high schoolers in the spring?
So the first season that we're trying to open up will be this fall. It typically runs about the third week of August, about when school starts, through October. And that's when the state has some tournaments that we can be participate in and things of that nature. So we're looking at the end of August through October, and then the spring season will start up late April or early May, depending on snow melt.
Yeah, this year you would have been playing on top of the crust, I think.
Exactly.
Which would have been kind of fun to watch. That would have been kind of neat. Tori, we thank you so much for spending time with us today, getting us a little more educated on the Star Valley Soccer Club. Give us the contact means just one more time. Again, there's a Facebook page. Is there a phone number? Just how people can get involved if they haven't yet.
Yes, I encourage everyone to go to the Facebook page for now, Star Valley Soccer Club. On that page, we will post when we get our website up and going. And if there's any further questions or concerns, feel free. People can reach out to me. I'll put my number on here right now. That's what we have right now. But it's 307-248-3793. And we'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Thank you very much, Tori, for your time. And I hope you have a great day. And good luck here with the Star Valley Soccer Club. We appreciate you coming on.